This conference is being recorded.
Hello again. This is Phoenix, and I am very, very grateful that you're here on our meditation number 3 for Hurricane Gustav here on, depending on where you live in the country, Saturday afternoon or Saturday night. And as I was sharing with you, it's so important to not get caught up in the number of people who've joined us tonight, be part of our holy sacred circle, if you will. It's not the number of people that matter when we do the meditation. That has no effect on the outcome of our meditation. It has to do with where your heart stays, where every cell and atom of your being, what it's filled with as we're doing the meditation, what you focus on as we're doing the meditation. And when we come together collectively as one, not as in separate individuals, the power of the life force flows to us, and that's how transformation happens. That's what we're about. And we have been doing this for virtually every hurricane, except for one that I missed, unfortunately, the one that 3 years ago hit New Orleans. So we've been doing this for 5 years. This is our fifth year. And every single time, it has had a very positive impact on the hurricane. You can't always see it visibly, but sometimes it shifts immediately. Sometimes it's over a day or so. But there will be, and please hear what I said, there will be a positive outcome if it's truly in the highest, best good of all concern. So with that, again, thank you so much for being here. And to do know that, in essence, just like Peggy, like, got this email, and she really did want to be a part of something like this. So in essence, you've sent out a message, and you've received the message to be part of this sacred circle. And the word sacred means holy, because I truly believe we are doing divine work for the people in the land. Right now, the hurricane is headed to the western coast of, they call it the western tip of Cuba, as well as appears to be a threat for Havana. And currently, the research shows, the news media is saying that over 50% of all the building structures in Havana are substandard, which we kind of know what that means. For those who lived in South Florida when substandard, we probably had it far better going back 10, 11 years ago with Hurricane Andrew. So we're sharing our divine work that's going to work through us for the people, for the land, because the land, their life force as well, for the greater purpose of the world. Some people will be looking ahead for where they believe the hurricane is going, and it is projected beyond pretty much a straight, this is what they're projecting, listen to my word, for a straight course to New Orleans or Lake Pontchartrain. Although they do give a little bit of a give or take east or west, going as far east as the panhandle of Florida and as far west as the East Texas coastline. And that's projected for about, at this point in time, they're saying 2 p.m. on Monday. If you haven't already, I believe some of you had, *6, our mute button. You may do that now to shut off so we won't hear you breathing or your dog barks or something like that. During the meditation, you'll have an opportunity to unmute and come back and speak and share from your heart, messages that come through you to give thanks to Gustav, to tell him who he is, to thank him for the healing, because everything, no matter what it looks like, is always about healing and love, and share any special message or inspiration that comes through you. I started to tell you the latest on Gustav is that he is currently, as of 5 p.m. East Coast time, 125 miles southeast of 130 miles north-northeast of the western tip of Cuba, 80 miles southwest of Havana, going 15 miles per hour. So he's upped his speed. He's also upped his wind velocity. He is now going at 150 miles per hour. So this is one of the strongest storms probably in recorded recent history. He is a Category 4 at his eye, and his from his eye, the hurricane force winds are extending about 70 miles. He doesn't continually stay at 150, but that's when he He holds it for whatever the count they go. It goes for 150 miles per hour. And he's expected to drop to probably a 4 after he crosses over. I mean, 4, 3, maybe a little lower when he crosses over Cuba. And then as he goes into the Gulf of Mexico, pick up to a Category 5. Now, it's so important to not be scared about that. If we can shift it tonight, we have no idea what will really happen. But we hold that space. We hold that in our mind's eye and in our heart and focus on that. Don't focus on what could be. Focus on what we know is possible from a higher place. That's what's important. And just so for those who were not here with us earlier this week, Gustav has, you know, we do a meditation and then things settled down, and then he went back up. Now, he did go from a 1 to a 3 after Wednesday, and he passed over the Cayman Islands. But here's the good news. So he did go over the Cayman Islands, and he was a Category 3. But he did no little to any damage and no death. So we have to focus on the bigger picture here is what I'm sharing with you. I want to remind you that's what we're really here about, transforming. Not just Gustav, but ourselves. We're here to become truly the divine vessels of peace, of love, and recognize that whatever the storm is, in this case a hurricane that looks to be an absolutely menacing, out-of-control hurricane, that any storm is just a message to cleanse something within ourselves as individuals, collectively, as a city, as a country, as a whatever it is, as a business, and as I said earlier, it's transforming our thoughts, our consciousness, the world consciousness, humanity, to become more aligned with love than fear. And that's really our biggest purpose here when we do this transformational meditation for Hurricane Gustav today. Let me start with our message from God from the book of the same title, Messages from God. Tonight, I was guided to page 82, and this is our message. Vision becomes reality when you take responsibility and accountability for making it so. Vision becomes reality when you take responsibility and accountability for making it so. Here's the message to really guide us in our meditation tonight. We are being reminded that we create, we co-create with the life force, the reality from our inner vision. The vision, visioning inside versus outside. The outside may be an appearance. How we see it is an inside job. And we can shift the outside when we are sure that we are aligned and we take accountability and responsibility for seeing it right. Regardless of what it appears to be, we can shift the outcome when we become one with that inner vision. Until we learn to be this way automatically, and that's why we're talking about we're here to help raise consciousness, to shift consciousness, so that becomes automatic. Until we become that way automatically, we need to consciously choose to see things right. We have to be aware to shift our vision instantly and see it right no matter what it appears to be. Taking responsibility and accountability for a new outcome is that inside-out process. We need to see it, and that's what I'm asking you to do on this meditation tonight. See it, feel it, know it, breathe it, speak it. Be the vision that we really want, not the vision we're fed by satellite, radar type stuff. Not from those images, not from the media, not from inflammatory words. See it, feel it, know it, breathe it. Seek it and be it from a higher place inside of you, from your own body temple that comes from pure love essence, from joy and gratefulness. That's how we shift the outside, and that's what we'll be doing tonight. So if you're ready, I'm going to ask you to go inside. Take some gentle breaths. Breathe into your heart center. Feel absolute peace. Regardless of what we've heard about Hurricane Gustav, no matter what is happening in your life, right now in your heart center, see peace. Feel peace. Breathe peace into your heart center. And when you do, recognize that you're opening yourself up to be the channel of divine love who you are, to fill every cell and atom of your being, allowing it to pump through your system. It's like alkalizing your being and releasing under grace all the acid, filling every cell and atom with love. With each breath, feel your heart rise up and come down, in and out. Feel it rising up and coming down. And recognize that you are one with the life force. It's pumping through you now, effortlessly, with golden thoughts and energies of pure peace and love. Perhaps you'll see a color inside. If possible, tune in with the color of green. Pure green essence, the color of your heart chakra, the color of love. And see around it as if it's sprinkled with golden dust, fairy dust, angelic dust, golden white light, as if the sun is glowing behind the sphere of green light that resides inside of your heart center. See and feel the warmth of the sun embracing your heart center. So as your heart pumps love and light to every cell and atom of your being, you are glowing with love essence shining inside of you, filling peace and joy in every cell and atom of your being. Be conscious of your breath. Breathe in and out ever so gently. And if you'd like, expand your arms as if they were angelic wings. And then give your heart that much more space to expand, that much more room to send out, pumping through every cell and atom of your being, through every vein and artery of your being, to every cell and atom of your being. Love. These little green globes surrounded with God's golden white light. Love. See it tracking through your being, across your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your hands, the palm of your hands, your fingertips. Feel and see and know every cell and atom is filled with divine light. It's been touched by this golden white light with green centers. It's being transformed instantly with the power of love. Feel yourself radiating golden white light. The veins are open to this, receiving, flowing with love. Feel it pulsating, just like your heart, through your hands and fingertips now, radiating love and light. Be one with that feeling. Be one with the color you see pulsating in you now. Now come back to your heart center. Let's follow your bloodstream pumping through you from your heart center. This power of divine love radiating through every cell and atom as it goes from your heart center down your lower body, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your legs, your ankles, your feet, the bottom of your feet, the tips of your toes. Every cell and atom is filled with golden white light of divine love. And only that which is golden white light of God's purity may reside in you now. Feel the warmth see the beautiful color. All, like every cell and atom is filled with green space and radiating golden white light, peace, and love, and joy, peace, and love, and joy. And when you're ready, come back to your heart center and follow the path of the heart pump inside, sending every cell and atom via your inner self, through your inner meridians, through your veins and arteries, up from your heart center, up your chest, to your throat, your head, your mouth, your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your forehead, your third eye, your crown chakra. See and feel that every cell and atom of your being in your upper body is filled with golden white light of pure love, peace, and joy. Peace, love, and joy radiating every cell and atom of your being. Feel it pulsating inside of you from your heart, your hands and fingertips, to your legs and your toes, tinkling up your chest, your eyes and ears and crown chakra. Feel the golden white light radiating through every cell out of your being. You now are in a globe of golden white light. And the heart center fills with this incredible green globe inside of you, pulsating peace, love, and joy. Just be one with that. Feel inside peace, love, and joy. With every breath, see the green light inside of you expand. Peace, love, and joy. And then look wider and you'll see the golden white light all around you. Now, take an inner breath and see that you now, as you release it, are within this incredible golden white light globe yourself. Still pulsating from your heart center, green, beautiful green, peace, love, and joy. Extend your view across this nation and imagine that you can see everyone on this call and you see each of us in our own golden white spheres and you see us radiating from our heart center this incredible green energy. And with the next breath, see yourself reaching out to connect with everyone else, and we become one, this incredible golden white globe. And the green from our heart center unites as a divine vessel of healing. From our combined heart center, and from your inner vision, look down, imagine where Cuba is on the map or the globe, just south of the western tip, a little bit away, depending on his speed, could be 6-8 hours away from the eye, his eye, passing over the land. His energy is already there. It's pretty close. His winds right now are approaching the land. They've already hit the upper coast. He's going out to the west. From your mind's eye, see him right. See him as a child of God, just like each of us. See him as being one with the life force, just as we are, especially right now. Know that he came here for a purpose, as each of us has, and just feel love for this child of God. Focus on his center, and as you do, know that they call that his eye. They call it the eye of the storm, but we know otherwise, because the eyes are the windows to the soul. So focus on this eye of Gustav and feel love coming from our combined heart center. And as he spins, as all hurricanes do, counterclockwise. We want to see him spinning clockwise. So as you look at his heart center, as you look at his eye, the window to his soul, from our collective heart center, send out golden, white, green light. See this incredible ray of green coming from our united heart center with golden, white light all around it. We're sending collectively 10 billion megahertz of green light. 10 billion megahertz. Feel the power of divine healing energy flow through you. See the light flow through you. Be one with this light, 10 billion megahertz of green love healing energy. Focus on Hurricane Gustav's eye, the window to his soul. Send love to him now. Send love knowing that love is the answer to all things. Love transforms all things. And as you continue to focus on sending out 10 billion megahertz of green, healing, calming light to Gustav's soul, to his eye, see the winds around him shifting into a clockwise motion. As if, look at him and see the clock and see it just slowly slowing down time. See that window, that arm going around the clock, slowing down, slower and slower. And that the winds all around him are becoming cooler and cooler as we continue to send 10 billion megahertz of healing, divine green light. You see the waters all around him become cooler and cooler, calmer and calmer, very gentle. Everything is becoming calm, filled with the energy of 10 billion megahertz of heartfelt green light emanating through our heart centers, our collective heart center. Feel the love. See it. See this love. Feel him receiving it gratefully. Because we all, every child, every being, wants love. That's why we act out. We want love. And as you continue to see that light flowing through you, see him spinning slower and slower, clockwise. Watch the dial of the clock from noon to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Continue seeing it spinning slower and slower. Gustav is slowing down. The energy around him is getting gentler, softer, cooler. The rain is becoming a shower, a cool shower. The winds are becoming gentle breezes as you continue to see him spinning clockwise and slowing down. Gentle breezes, they're slowing down. They're getting cooler. It's getting calmer. And the water, cool, all around cool. Sending this green light out, seeing it absolutely cool, everything around it, for hundreds of miles. Be willing to see from his heart center, from the center of his eye, all the way to the depth of his being and his soul, see the water below extending out 600 miles in all directions. Cool, green water. Cool, green water. Calm, gentle waves. The air is becoming cool. And that golden white light is around everything. The golden white light of the life force is shining through everything, anointing everything, drying up everything in the immediate vicinity, 100 miles away, 125 miles away, 80 miles away, extending in all directions, especially to the northwest, 600 miles. See it become cool everywhere as the golden white light of the life force sprinkles itself across this space. Breathe into your heart center. Stay focused on sending divine love. And as you continue to hold this space of sending out 10 billion megahertz of this divine, green, healing, cooling energy and seeing it pass through ever so accurately Gustav's eye to his soul center, connecting with his true being and seeing all his wind slowing down, moving, spinning clockwise. Just keep holding that vision. Watch his wind pass around the clock ever so slowly. With every twist and turn, it's getting cooler and cooler. I'd like to read you the message I received from Gustav moments before we started tonight. I asked if he had a message, and he said yes. His message is peace. The only way to stop a force that seems bigger than you is peace. Do not focus on what seems to scare you. Trust your higher self. Practice what most talk about and few do. Become one with the power of love to transform all things. Come from faith rather than fear. Become centered with a love that is greater than you. Focus your attention on love, inside and out. Feel love in what appears menacing. See love somewhere in it. Speak from a place of love, internally or externally. Choose simple words of love. Know that love prevails and all is well. Be one with the love essence in the illusion of fear. Stay centered in faith that the power of love transforms all. Peace is the path to love. As you focus on Gustav spinning slower and slower in this clockwise motion, and all the waters and winds in all directions for hundreds and hundreds of miles are becoming cooled by the green love essence flowing through us now. Cooling, cooling. It only takes 1 or 2 or 3 degrees. It's not freezing. It's 1 or 2 degrees lower. With me, send your message to Gustav. I'm sending this request. Bless you and thank you, dear Gustav, for hearing our message tonight and our really sincere, loving request that you take the path of least destruction. You take the path of least destruction, and having done so, that you willingly, under grace, dissolve back into the nothingness that you came from as quickly as you arrived. I bless you and thank you for your message and for hearing and honoring our request under grace now. This is the time to share your message, your insights, your thanks. As we continue to hold the space of 10 billion megahertz of green light centered on Gustav's eye, cooling all the winds and waters in all directions for hundreds and hundreds of miles as he spins slower and slower clockwise, dissolving back into the nothingness from where he went as he takes the path of least destruction. If you'd like, you may share your message now of thanks for insights that come through you now.
Hi, this is Carla. Welcome, all of you, and I enjoy being in this circle with all of you beings of light, including Gustav. And I am quite overwhelmed to listen to his wonderful message from his heart. And in response to that, I like to sing again to all of you and Gustav my heart song and show all of you where I stand and what is coming out for me connected to God. And it's like this. I am peace. I am love. I am joy. Circle. It is brilliantly bright with golden bright light and green.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Focused on love,
yes,
peace, and joy. Seeing Gustav right. Grateful for his message. Because the message from every hurricane is about peace, and it's always a lesson about peace. Reminding us who we are and how to reconnect with our true being. Would anyone else like to share an inspiration that came through you or a thanks for Gustav? Well, then at this time, as we continue to bathe Gustav with 10 billion megahertz of this incredible healing and cooling green light, this divine light of healing. Focus on Gustav's eye, knowing we're reaching and connecting with his true soul essence, the child of God who he is. Please repeat with me. As you see him spinning slower and slower, clockwise direction, slowing down in all directions around him, especially to the north and northwest, becoming cool winds, ever so cool winds, ever so gentle winds, ever so cool, cool, cool water, as the green light hits, goes to his eye, to his soul, and passes through the ocean, it is instantly cooled off in all directions, hundreds and hundreds of miles. Everything is calming down. And Gustav is hearing our request and honoring our request to take the path of least destruction and dissolve back under grace to the nothingness from which he came. Now, I bless you and thank you to repeat after me. Message from our heart center to Gustav. I honor you.
I honor you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I bless you.
I bless you.
I love you.
I love you.
Let's do it two more times, the number of unity. Really amp it up inside. Really feel the divine love flowing through you as cool, healing, green light. And see God's love essence all around it. I love you, right into his heart center. I respect you.
I respect you.
See those winds flowing down a clockwise direction. I thank you.
I thank you.
I bless you.
I bless you.
I love you.
I love you.
I honor you.
I honor you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I bless you.
I bless you.
I love you.
I love you.
We thank you, dear Hurricane Gustav. We thank you for coming swiftly and leaving swiftly under grace. We bless you and thank you for hearing our message tonight. We bless the waters and the air, responding in kind, welcoming this green light, and cooling quickly under grace now. And know that all is well, and all is in the highest, best, good order for all concerned. Broaden your view from Gustav, look to the north-northwest, to the Gulf of Mexico, and see that the waters are cooling down now. The green light from us, from our collective heart center, is spreading out 100 miles north-northwest of Cuba into the Gulf Center, 200 miles, 300 miles, 400 miles, 500 miles, 600 plus miles. Green light is bathing the Gulf of Mexico, reducing its temperature. It's cooling, cooling, cooling. Just be with that. See the waters, ever so gentle, becoming cooler. And when you're ready, come back into our collective globe of golden white light and see the green light emanating from you, flowing through every cell and atom of your being into your heart center, extending out. Look around and thank everyone spiritually on this call and all who are not here, but they're here in spirit or they're doing other spirit work on behalf of Hurricane Gustav, and all in his path. Send out your thanks, your blessings, your love. And when you're ready, come back into your own heart center. Breathe into your heart center. Become aware of your breath. Feel your heart rise and descend, becoming a gentle wave, one with the ocean now. A calm wave, one with the ocean now. At peace wave, one with the ocean of divine love now. And see the golden white light all around you, blessing you and filling you with continued joy, peace, and love. And when you're ready, come on back fully into your body. If you want. Thank you all for being here tonight and making a huge difference, for hearing the call, answering the call, and sharing from your heart center. I bless you and thank you for continuing to hold this space.
Thank you, Phoenix. It's wonderful to be with you and get such great vision from, you know, the other and the way we normally think, and it makes so much more sense the way you explain it to us and channel to us from Gustav. I am awfully grateful.
I'm grateful for you all. It takes all of us together to help transform these kinds of things. He's just a reminder. All is well, as each of you is on this call. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Have a beautiful evening and weekend.
Did you want to give the phone number for those who might want to pass it on?
Sure. To listen to the call again?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Here it is. The playback recording number is 641-715-3420, 641-715-3420. The access code is the same one you used tonight to get on the call. 282-682-POUND, 282-682-POUND. And as soon as we hang up, the recording will be ready pretty soon after that. Again, if you would like or you'd like others to receive notification by email, or you'd like just have them or please have yourself, email me at info@messagesfromgod.com.
Thank you so much, Phoenix.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you all. Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.